part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights to go. The president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change to America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
All right, Baldwin McCullough live. Kevin in Dallas. Stephen's in Miami. The rest of the crew back home in Extreme Media headquarters in New York City.
Stevie B.
In Miami.
Stevie B.
Miami.
Hey, you mentioned there about Ivan Quiñones looking like an alien.
I said he had a brain. He had enough knowledge in his brain to have a brain as large as one of those aliens. Well, but he does. He actually doesn't have a brain that large.
And but you know why you had that thought, don't you?
Because he's really smart? I don't know.
No. In fact, it's because he is an alien. People don't know that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's news to me.
Have you ever said his name backwards?
No. Have you?
It's Zeznan Ik Naval. Zeznan Ik Naval. I mean, now, if that's not an alien name, I don't know what is.
Did you spend the entire top of the hour break just working on that?
It was like about two breaks. Zeznan Ik Naval. So he gets in his little saucer when he has to, and he goes wherever he goes. And when he lands, he gets off, and they do the handshake, and they put a hand up, and they go, Zeznan Ik Naval. And then they send him back here, and it's Ivan Quiñones. See? But I think that's listen, I love the Lord, but you know, if he's a creepy little space creature, that's fine. He's doing a good job.
There you go.
Jackie, are you digging that? I just need to know if Jackie's cracking up right now. That's all that matters.
Not yet, no.
That's all that matters to me.
No, not yet. She's not.
And Jackie, please find me the bird chirp on Twitter. When you send a tweet and it goes through, it does that, just like this little. I can't find it. I'm looking. I'm going crazy. Email it to me, please.
That's truly a first world problem, Stephen.
Well, these are the things I worry about, Kevin.
I can't find the right bird tweet to go with my Twitter account. Line one, Kendra in Winston-Salem, North Carolina is joining us. Kendra, we were talking last hour about the U.S. Olympic uniforms. Olympics getting started next week or the week after, I'm not sure when. But they were all made in China. Harry Reid wants to burn them all and start over again. Should they have been made in the U.S.? What says Kendra in Winston-Salem, North Carolina?
Oh, they definitely should have been made in the USA. That was extremely short-sighted on the company's part. What a blown marketing opportunity. For all of the publicity they're getting about this, it could have been positive publicity. However, I do want to thank Ralph Lauren. They did just add 500 jobs to our community by opening their textile division for home furnishings in High Point, North Carolina.
Cool. That's
so
pretty cool.
We are seeing some great job growth from Ralph Lauren, and we are certainly thankful to them and to the Lord for providing us with that opportunity.
Kendra, did you know anybody that got one of those jobs?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So it really hits home for you personally then.
It does, and, you know, 500 jobs right now is a big deal, and
sure,
we're very thankful for it. I also would like to mention that we don't know whether or not the textiles for these uniforms were purchased in the USA. A lot of our makers, such as Hanes Brands, actually buy textiles here and then ship them abroad for sewing. So it would be interesting to know where they purchased the fabric.
That is interesting. Well, Kendra, that's actually, thank you for the call. And Stephen, that's, you know, you and I are in marketing and we market things all the time. That's actually very interesting. Ralph Lauren, instead of having to put up with this kind of negative lashback at him, if he had it done, like say in the in the plant in North Carolina or other places, if he had had it done here, you know, the positive press that could have given him would have been, a very valuable thing.
I agree.
Blown opportunity, at the least. Okay, so we're kind of done with that. I got the feeling from Alex that there were a couple of people that didn't think we should be talking about it at all. But it did. You know, what went through my mind when I read the story was my two grandfathers that both served in World War II. And both of them refused to buy a foreign car their entire life, especially Japanese or German. If you fought in the big war, you probably didn't want to buy a Japanese or German car, and I can understand that. But it was a very big deal to them. My first car was a Honda. Like, I was the black sheep. I totally, like, wrecked the curve. Okay, Kevin's driving the Jap car. Actually, one of them actually said that once. But it was a big deal to them to help support American manufacturing and industry here. And if there was one thing that I thought Rick Santorum did really well in the GOP debates was that he constantly made reference back to how are we going to rescue the manufacturing sector in America, because we don't have a lot of blue-collar jobs for people that like to work with their hands. You know, we're increasingly sending all of the day labor kind of stuff to other places to get done. And at the end of the day, there are people that don't know any other line of work than working with their hands. And some of those people, I don't know if they'll ever get those jobs back here. Your thoughts? 888-340-3373. His thoughts are a blank slate.
I don't know if you're talking to me or if you're talking to the listeners.
Well, had you been listening, you would have known. So hang the phone up and come back to the show.
No, I'm not on the phone.
So the story that you picked out for tonight was an interesting one. Why don't you set that up?
Yeah, I kind of try to find stuff that just, you know, hits me in the side of the head in a way that, you know, that I think is whatever, you know, interesting, goofy, quirky, kooky, whatever it is. And I'm reading in one of the newspapers in New York, either the Post or the Daily News or something, and I read the story, and it says in the next 9/11 memorial event that they've made this incredible proclamation that no politicians will speak. I guess as a result of the backlash in the past at previous 9/11 memorial events, particularly at the site, there was frustration from the families of those who had lost their lives in the Twin Towers. And I burst out laughing when I read this headline that just said, no politicians will speak. I mean, that was just, it was a bit of a oxymoron, if you ask me. And it just made me say, you know, huh. It just made me, it was one of those things that make you go, hmm. And it made me think to myself, okay, so now we have, you know, the next big, you know, because we have the buildings are almost completed, and, you know, this will be a big celebration or memorialization of 9/11 once again. And all of a sudden, you have this thing. There was even I looked around for other reports on it, and they were poking fun at Mayor Mike Bloomberg about it. He's going to have to keep his mouth shut, in the hope that they will be able to have enough time for whatever's televised to read all the names of those that lost their lives. And mind you, in my opinion, that is absolutely a worthy reality or a worthy idea and opportunity. But it made me want to ask our listeners, what do you think of that? Do you think it's better in the next 9/11 service that'll be televised from the new buildings at the World Trade Center and all of that, or the new site for, is it the Freedom Tower? Is that, I'm pretty sure they're calling it?
Yeah, Freedom Tower.
And it just made me say, is this a good idea? Is it better that no politicians speak about whatever they have to say in regard to that memorial and how it represents this, that, the other, blah, 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 blah? Or is it better to just honor the victims who lost their lives at Ground Zero, in those buildings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Is it good that the politicians got to clam up, and is it a better idea that we just honor those that lost their lives? 888-340-3373.
So let me turn the first table to you. Politicians not being part of it. How does that strike you?
Listen, I'll be honest with you. I'm a bit of a nutty professor here. I would love for the families of the victims to have that closure, where somebody can just hear the name of somebody who, in their heart and mind, is gone forever, be read to the world.
Okay, stand by. We're coming right back. Baldwin McCullough.
A lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. Or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
McCullough live from New York, Dallas, and Miami tonight. We're spread out all over the place, but we're here. As long as it's after 9 o'clock on a Saturday, you know where we are. And yes, my voice is struggling to hold up, but I'm grateful for the patience of everybody. Stephen, so let me understand this right. The people that will be putting on the next memorial, this coming 9/11, have actually said, we're not going to allow politicians to participate. Did they give any examples of why politicians' involvement in the past turned out not to be such a good thing?
No, I didn't read that anywhere. I think more specifically, Kevin, it's what I said as we were going into the break, which is I just think there's been so much of an expression by the families of the victims that there should have been in the past more of an emphasis on, you know, a mentioning or an honoring of them, which I think is really cool.
Well, no, I mean, they've done that every year. What are you talking about? They read the victims list every year. That's one of the reasons why.
I don't think they've ever read the 3,000 names.
Yes, they've done that every year. And they've had family members, yes. On most of the networks have carried it. I think in the last few years it's kind of waned a little bit.
I'm not sure you're correct there. I don't think they've ever aired the full reading of 3,000 names.
Stephen, I know that they have.
Okay.
I've watched the ceremony on in multiple channels carried it. Okay. Now, maybe not the broadcast networks, maybe not CBS, NBC, ABC, but I know that Fox and CNN and those guys, particularly the years immediately following 9/11, in 2002, 3, 4, 5, and they had family members that would come and do that. And the way that it would normally work is the family member would read, you know, a number of names, you know, like 10 at a time. But the 10th one would be their relative. And so just before they would read their relatives, they would say, and my dad, so-and-so, or, you know, my aunt or whoever it was, it would be. But that's happened multiple times. See, I thought, and I read some of the links you sent me today, I thought that there was a little bit of an argument last year between Bloomberg and Cuomo and how they couldn't really come to a decision about who got to read what and some of the poems and stuff like they... It's like they were 2 years old. They're like, you know, it's all about us. It's not about the It's not about the families, and that's really the only people that it should be about. And this last year was the 10th year, wasn't it?
So I think because I've just gone back and I'm looking at what I communicated to you earlier. I think really, so I guess part of it is. Within the minds of the families and the people involved in the organizations in and around these memorial realities is it's not about the politicians. So we're not going to have any politicians doing anything. It's not about them fighting over which piece of literary poem or this or that to read and what makes sense. It's just you guys clam up because it's not, you know, some opportunity for y'all to get some attention. And they're leaving the politicians out of it, which even expresses the reason for my topic even more. I just love that it's gone out now with the suggestion of, you guys shut up. Just no politics.
Like an uppercut to their chin. Just leave us alone.
Yeah, and I think that's great. That's what made me laugh when I first read it. It says, no politicians, it said, the headline was, no politicians to speak at 9/11 memorial. I went, wow, hallelujah.
It has gotten, you know, and we live in the New York area, and for people that don't, it has gotten to be kind of an annual, like, primping thing for the governor of both New York and New Jersey. And the mayor of New York to all kind of, you know, put their face on camera at that time. And that bothered me from the beginning. However, on the 10th anniversary, I thought it would have been very appropriate. And I'm trying to remember if it happened that way or not. But not only to have President Obama, but to also have President Bush come back as the two commanders in chief that were still responding to the attacks from that day. Mm-hmm. I thought that would have been a good thing. But from now on, it's kind of like You know, I talked to my grandfathers about this. I think it's kind of interesting that we really don't make any big deal about Pearl Harbor anymore. There are those that do, mostly World War II vets. But the if we don't take time to remember the pain of what we have gone through,
absolutely,
we will be destined to go through it all over again.
Yeah,
and you know what I found out this week, and this I was blown away by this. Since the landing in Normandy in World War II, there have only been 4 years that the American president has not attended the commemorations at Normandy that began after the war was over. Do you know what 4 years those were?
No, sir.
2009, 2010, 2011, and 2012.
So then Barack Obama is the first guy to ever, 4 years in a row, ever in the history of the presidency, to not attend those functions.
Yeah, and they may not have held them like super close after the war was over, but once they did start holding those commemorations, and one of the greatest speeches ever given by a sitting president was Ronald Reagan's speech delivered at Normandy. It was late in his presidency, but it's considered by historians to be one of the most important speeches ever delivered by a sitting president, because he talked about the eternal values of freedom and the cost that freedom, to really have it and to really enjoy it, really does demand. But I was blown away by that. I thought, well, okay, maybe once in 4 years he didn't go for, you know, whatever, he got busy. But Normandy, we lost amazing amounts of men on that beach trying to take those beaches. And for not even 1 year out of his presidency, he couldn't go to Normandy and stand with France and the other leaders that in Great Britain and whoever else would come each year to commemorate that that landing. That is grotesquely transgressing the line of not just inappropriate but massively wrong, especially as it relates to the respect for our veterans that served in that war. And again, I've left Stephen speechless.
Yes, you have done that on multiple occasions, and I wasn't sure if I was supposed to interrupt.
But you know, politicians, it's weird. He won't go to Normandy. But he made a big deal about coming to 9/11 in 2011. That was like a big priority for him. But going to Normandy even once in 4 years hasn't been.
Right. Well, and it's interesting because now that this idea has been put out there, which I think it's great. I think it's great. We'll take more calls, and our number is 888-340-3373. We'll be right back after this message.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT, and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
U-L-Y-N-A.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night, our number 888-23... I did it again. 888-340-3373.
There you go.
888-3... I don't know what is wrong with me and our silly phone number.
Yeah.
888-340-3373.
888-340-3373. So we're talking about what exactly?
You brought
up the topic of politicians being banned from participating in 9/11 observances, and you like that idea because you think politicians need to be told to shut up every now and then.
Pardon me. Well, I think what I'm curious about is what do our listeners think as far as what should the next 9/11 memorial event be about? Should it be about the opinions and expressions of politicians and they're having their opportunity to say what they want to say?
Of course not.
But you never know, Kevin.
I think the only people that would say no. Well, what's debatable about it? I think the only people that would say yes to that would be politicians. And I think everybody else would say
no. Because I would be somebody that would say yes to that. And I'm on the 50-yard line about it, meaning yes. Yes, it's important for the families of the victims to have that closure. But yes, there is something on the national level. And as I said to you, 9/11 was when I give my testimony about my conversion to the Christian faith as a born again charismatic evangelical, I say to people, the straw that broke Stephen Baldwin's back was 9/11. That was the event that when it happened, it made me say, something bigger is going on here.
Right. So I would think you would want politicians as far away from it as possible.
Well, no, but when I use that as an example, I didn't personally have a family member that perished in the rubble of the Twin Towers. So yeah, maybe there is something that I feel could be recognized about what it means to me. That's my point. So I think. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I for that reason. You know, maybe it's a good thing that a politician wants to get up there and say something about what it represents and what it means. And now, for me, I'm 51% in favor of kind of the families and the victims and all of that, because that kind of just seems to be obviously more meaningful. But, you know, that's the question I have. That's the question for the callers I have. 888-340-3373. Should it be about the national expression of what 9/11 and the memory of that means? Or should it be about the personal expression for the families of those that lost their lives? What say you?
Or, and here's the one that kind of ran through my mind. Is it time to stop having memorials? We did 10 years of them. Nobody observes Pearl Harbor anymore.
I don't think anybody. I don't think you're going to convince anybody of that one, brother.
Freedom Tower is almost done. Well, I think here's my point in that. If we can't come up with a good reason to have one, if it is going to disintegrate into the families versus the politicians arguing about who gets the most stage time, who is that even honoring? Who is being honored in the midst of a public spat about whose right it is to get to remember the day? I lost two friends, two personal friends, in 9/11. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear from blabbermouths on either side. I would prefer to take 9/11, make it a day in which I can remember the pain that I felt as I watched these buildings come down that were these huge symbols of American progress, and appreciate the people that I lost on that day, and remember for myself when I came just a couple of weeks after the event happened and standing at Ground Zero and still smelling the stench of death coming off the work site, because they were barely after 2 weeks of like almost 24 hour round the clock work had barely been able to remove a tenth of the total amount of carnage that was down there. And I've told you this before, Stephen, but I don't know if I've told it on the air. There was this moment where when I was 2 weeks after the event, I was there. I'm 6'2". I'm a little bit on the taller side. There were all these people gathered at the fence that had that screen in it, so you couldn't see through down into the pit.
Right.
And they had put that up for a reason.
Right.
And I was able to get my camera out and get above the fence and take a picture just raising my arm all the way to the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And when I brought my arm down to put my camera away, 15 other cameras were put in my face. And I realized that these people that weren't able to see what I had just captured on film, they were going to be suffering that loss as well. See, that's what 9/11 is about to me, not all this other stuff. That's just my opinion.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 83-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The Baldwin McCullough Live broadcast. Thank you for making us your choice Saturday night. Thank you for
honorable form of
hello.
Yes, my brother.
Yeah, so you can't do that while I'm talking. You can't be listening to your whatever you got there going on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you hear it?
Yeah, we're on the air. Yeah.
I can tell you. I'll tell you what it is later. I found that Reagan speech about Normandy, so that's what
yeah.
I was.
Well, when you have a second, like after the show tonight, you should start it from the beginning and watch the whole thing. It's truly a piece of history, and historians have now started making references to it in history books and so forth. But
I have it queued up, and for fun, before we're done, if you want to hear a 30 seconds, let me know because I have it ready to go.
Yeah, we might do that. Actually, if you could send the link to Ivan, he could pull it up on a better computer. We could hear it better. But the interesting thing about that, if you were not listening just a few minutes ago, is that President Obama, not once in the 4 years that he has been president, not once did he attend the commemorations of the Normandy D-Day invasion. And he's the only president since World War II not to attend them. And that's a pretty wide gap of people. I mean, Jimmy Carter attended them. Bill Clinton attended them.
Yeah.
You know, these were people that were on his, you know, in his political party. They attended them. Why wouldn't he go at least once in 4 years? The answer to me is I don't know if he has an appreciation for what our boys did there.
Man, and I just don't even want to go there on this broadcast.
But when the reality of that sinks in, how can you come to any other conclusion? What else was so daggum important that he?
Well, President Obama has done this sort of thing relative to a couple of other things as well, and you know, it is what it is with him, and. I mean, you can say that we're in tough times and
but here's the weird thing about that. We're in tough times, but Michelle can take the Secret Service and 40 of her best girlfriends and go to Spain for a month, and we pick up the tab on most of that. You know, the taxpayers paid for all of the Secret Service, all of the extras. We didn't pay for, per se, the hotel stay of Mrs. Obama. She paid for that. But we paid for everything else to get her there. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Sure. You can take Air Force One from Andrews to Paris in overnight and back later that day, and you're out maybe, I don't know, 18 hours of work time for the U.S., but you could make an appearance at the Normandy commemoration. I recently, and I'm more wound up about this than normal because I just finished watching for the first time the Rick Burns The War complete documentary. I think it's like 7 or 10 parts, something like that. Saw the whole thing. And I was just reminded again about how brutal Normandy was and how our boys, they were emptying out into just rapid machine gun fire that just mowed them down as they came aboard. And it was only the superior numbers and the few that got through, that got up to the pillboxes and dropped grenades in them, that then made it safe for others to come on board. But we were still putting people coming ashore for the next week because there were hundreds of thousands of troops that made that crossing.
Right. And in that Reagan speech, he even says 295 men were the first number that stormed the beach, and only 90 of them survived.
No,
so,
absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
So that's the original numbers of the first troops that stormed the beach of Normandy. So it was a suicide mission. You know, I mean, how crazy is it? And he says in the speech that they were shooting rope ladders up. Could you imagine? A rope ladder goes up a cliff, and you're climbing it behind, you know, one guy, two guys, three guys, 10 guys, 20 guys, and they're getting shot and falling down, and you keep climbing. I mean, that's just.
But here's the thing about that, Stephen. Our country is the country we are today because the greatest who ever lived did that for us. Those guys, those boys that did that, they knew that they were going into rough territory. And they knew that most of them weren't going to live. And then when you see how the Pacific War was fought, it was almost like Normandy on every one of those little islands. Because the Japanese were so well entrenched, on Okinawa and Peleliu and some of the others, where they had dug complete tunnel systems under the island. And we came ashore thinking it was, you know, nice and easy, and then all of a sudden these guys pop out. But they fought to the death. They fought, you know, they knew that the emperor wouldn't be satisfied with them unless they died. So their goal was never to surrender. It was to kill as many as they could from the get-go. And it was the greatest generation who understood that the balance of the free world and all that liberty had to offer was hanging in the balance if they didn't succeed. And the president can't go to Normandy. He can't find the time to go to Normandy to salute that. I just found this out this week.
Well, you know, he's a busy guy, Kev.
He's
not looking back towards the past. He's looking to the future.
I guess 100 rounds of golf will do that to you in 3 years.
All right, we have to calm down with all this because a lot of folks who listen to our show, they don't appreciate it, Kevin, when we point out these truths about Barack Obama. They don't like it.
Well, I would say the same thing no matter who the president was.
Amen.
If it had been George Bush in the White House for the last 3 years and he had not found the time to go to Normandy, I'd be equally offended. This has nothing to do with about it being anything other than Obama simply saying, it's not important enough for me to go.
Right. Well, the thing that's, you know, we got this election coming up, man, and it's just so weird. And you and I are going off on a conversation. I love when you and I do this. But what's weird for me now is it seems that really the only thing on both sides, regardless of what's true or not, you know, because I think that obviously on the side of the Democratic Party, they're just going to exaggerate all they can about what good he's done and what positive things have happened as a result of this president. But the one thing that seems to be like kind of the big, and this is, I don't get it. This is really weird. I keep hearing this comment like, well, he's a great dad. He's a good husband and a father.
Hold that thought.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
CaresProject.com. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, Dallas, and Miami tonight. We're glad you're with us. And I want to say thank you to a new sponsor. I mean, you can bring that music down a little bit. Kind of rattling my head here. But we had a brand new sponsor join us tonight. I'm really excited about this. His name is Kirk Elliott. Kirk's got a PhD in economics, and so his website is KirkElliottPhD.com. But what he really excels in is helping people manage their long-term retirement. So people that have 401ks or IRAs or independent retirement programs, he is able to go over it with you, fine-tooth comb, start to finish. And if there's something that needs to be improved, he can actually make those recommendations and help you. He is unlike any other financial advisor in the business today, mainly because he has a PhD in it. Not a terrible number of people that do financial advice actually have a PhD in the field. He does. So KirkElliottPhD.com. But here's what I love about him. You don't even need to contact him for any other reason except for he's made a documentary called The Fuse Is Lit, and this is all about what's going on in Greece, Portugal, Spain, the European Union, all of the debate that's going on over there. I see it on the news. I get a headache about it. I don't understand it. But when I was speaking with Kirk this week, he said, Kev, what you don't understand is if Greece defaults on the euro, every 401k in America may dry up. Like, it could literally be the bomb that just comes through and shatters the rest of the economic markets in ways that we can't even imagine. It's Fannie and Freddie and what happened in 2007 and 8 times 10, right, if Greece defaults. So anyway, he's made this DVD. It's called The Fuse Is Lit. It's a documentary, and it's free to anybody that calls and just asks for it. So I'm encouraging everybody I know to get a copy. 866-211-8986. 866-211-8986. That's 866-211-8986. Just request the documentary, The Fuse Is Lit. Or you can text the word fuse to 33938, and you can get it that way as well. So if you got your smartphone, just send the word F-U-S-E, fuse, to 33938, and that'll take care of that.
That's cool.
Yeah, and we're really honored to have him with us. So excited about that. He's just starting tonight.
And I'm sure, do we have something at BaldwinMcCullough.com as well, Kevin?
We will. I don't know if it's up tonight, but it will be there soon. But if not, yeah, just take the smartphone and text fuse to 33938.
That's awesome. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. All right. Well, we just got seconds left. The voice held out. I didn't know if it was going to or not, but thank you, Lord.
You did a good job, buddy. Amen.
And we'll both be back, I think, in New York next week.
Yeah. I don't know where I'm going to be yet.
Yeah. I was trying to be smooth and figure it out. Alas, it was not.
God bless.
Okay, we can do the romance.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM. 855-828-8326 or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.